We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Simen Reish Nun Tes, which is the very beginning of page Lamed, the page following 58. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mochen. What is Mochen? Pirish, Kodover Rach Kori Mochen. Anything that's soft is called Mochen. We had this earlier in the Mishabura. The examples given are Kigon, Tzemer Gefen, like Katin, Utlishe, Tzemer Rach Shobehema, and some pieces of soft wool from an animal, the griras begodim beluyim, and shreds of worn-out garments. So these three things, which are referred to as mochen, we'll call it cotton, shetoman bohen derech mikre. If you do the hatmana using these materials once in a while, on occasion, osur lo taltalon, it is osur to move them, they are mukta. And therefore, elo minar hakisri vehen noflo. So if you have these mochen all over your pot, and it is mukta, so you have to tilt the cover of the pot, and then these mochen will fall away. Ukegon shemiktsasan magula. We're talking about a case where some of the pot is revealed. She'ein zeh tiltul ela mitzido. And then when you're able to pick up the pot cover and tilt it and shake off the rest of the mochen, which is mukta, that is okay because that is called tiltul minatzad. It's like a side moving of mukta using something else, and that is okay. And if you designated these mochen to be used for hatmana purposes, then they are not mukta, you are allowed to move them. So the Mechaber tells us so far that if you have these mochen, this katan, that you did hatmana on it once in a while, so they are mukta, it's us to move them. So if you have a little space left that you can lift up the cover and tilt it and knock off all the mukta things that are on top, that's what you should do. But if you designated it for use as hatmana, so then it becomes not mukta, it becomes designated, and it is mutta to move them. Avalim toma begizei tzemer, but if you do the hatmana, not in katan, not in mochen, but rather in shearings of wool, afilu lo yichadon lakach mutta lo taltal. This is more lenient. Even if you do not designate it for this purpose, they are allowed to be moved. They are not mukta. V'hani mili stam gizin she'ein odin l'schar. This is just talking about stam shearings of wool that you have that are not omed for sale. Aval in the sonam lo'otza l'schar. But if you put it into your storage house to store it up as merchandise to sell it eventually, tzrichin yichud, then it needs specific designation as being used for hatmana in order not to be mukta. And if you did hatmana in the wool that was set aside for schora, which are mukta, so that without designating it, then same thing as before by the mochen, menar hakisri ve'noflos, you'll tilt over the cover and the mukta tzemer will fall off. The hainu lomar means to say shenotel kisri akedera sheish taras kli aleha. You'll take the cover of the pot which has a din of a kli of a vessel, and it's not mukta. The afal pi shehem aleha loich baslon. Even though you have the mukta tzemer gizei tzemer on top of it, we don't care. We're not bothered with that. The lo nasis basis lahem. Even though the gizei tzemer, which is mukta, is on the pot cover, it does not make the pot cover into a basis, and therefore you can lift up the pot cover and knock off by shaking or tilting all of the gizei tzemer that's mukta that's on top. And now we'll go back and explain in greater detail in the Mishabura. So we'll begin with Mishabura Sifkatan Aleph. The first thing the Mechaber said was, Mochen, as a matter of fact, before we see the Mishabura, let's just run to the Bir Halacha quickly. The first Bir Halacha points out that although in parentheses over here, we have the description of Mochen, we have three things listed. We have Tzemer Gefen, Tlishe Tzemer, Rach Shel Behema, and Griras Begodim Beluyim. The Bir Halacha points out, I am B'Magen Avram. The Magen Avram leaves off the last category about the shreds of the worn-out garments. It seems that the Magen Avram did not have the girsa that we have over here listing the griras begodim beluyim. Because really it's not the words of the Mechaber, it's not the words of the Ramah, it's just some mitzayinim, those who are making marks on the Mechaber, they wrote it later. The Magen Avram left off this case of griras begodim beluyim. The kanira shebekavana hishmito, and it appears that with intent he left it off. Av shekosev zebe Rashi b'mishnah, even though it's in the list of Rashi in the Mishnah, haynu ledina l'atmana. That's in terms of the din of atmana, that this follows the regular rules of atmana. We'll see whether it's wet or dry, whether it's most of hevel, not most of hevel, but it follows the rules of atmana. Avalamashe kosev po, but l'gabe what's being discussed in the sif shemochin chashivi mitzemer gefen migizei tzemer. that the katan is more chashiv than the shearings of wool, which is what our Mechaber is saying, and therefore the mochin is automatically muktzah, and the gizei tzemer is not automatically muktzah, al korchach lo ayri b'mochin kazeh shemuchin rak lasos levadim. So that would only apply with the more chashiv of mochin, which are things that you can make felt out of. But things that are not so chashiv, like shreds of worn-out garments, although it follows the rules of Atmana, but it does not have the chashivas to be in the category that's overriding the Gizei Tzemer and is more machal than the Gizei Tzemer, and therefore the Magen Avraham leaves it off. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, Mochen, Pirish, Yeveshim. We're talking about katan or these other materials that are soft, that are dry, Kimosha Kasav and Simen Reish and Zayin Sif Gimel. In note number one in the back of the Sefer, you could just listen, he gives a little chazara of what we learned earlier in Reish and Zayin. And that is on page 7 in the back at the bottom, note number 1. Shom Kosova Shulchan Aruch, there in Reish and Zayin Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes about Mochim, Shekeshehim Lachim Harehim Mosif in Hevel. When they are wet, when they are moist, they add heat. The Imkain Osir Lahatman Behen Aper of Shabbos. And if so, as we know, you can't do Atmana with the Dabra Mosif Hevel even from before Shabbos. Ukefisha Bia Mishaburu Shamak, the Mishaburu explained over there, Shebein Lachim Machmas Atzmon, Bein Lachim Machmas Davar Acher, and Nechshavim Heim Kedavra Mosav Hevel. We explained there in the Mishaburu that the Mechaber was Mashmah, that it doesn't matter why they're moist, either way they're on Mosav Hevel and they're Osir. Omnam, Bishem Kama Achronim Kosav Shamak, the Mishaburu brought there, Bishem many Achronim, Shedavka Mochim Halachim Machmas Atzmon Nechshavim Kumosiv Hevel, Dafka ones that are moist from themselves, from their natural state, they're considered most of Hevel. Because they heat things up more than mochen that are moist from another source. So the Mishaburu over here in Sifkat Alav is telling us that mochen, this case that we're discussing, that atmana from before Shabbat is going to be permissible, it has to be that they're dry. And that way they're not most of Hevel. Because if they are moist, depending on the machlokas of how they became moist, but in general, if they are moist, then there's a problem with most of Hevel, and you weren't allowed to do Atmana even from before Shabbos. So the first thing the Mishnah tells us is, these Mochen are Yaveshim. So then we said in the Mechaber that you did Atmana on them, Derech Mikra, like as a once in a while thing. Sifkatan Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lafuke im Rogil Lahatman Behen. This is to exclude a case where you are normally Rogil to do Atmana with these Mochen. Then the stalik man shei mukta. Then the shei mukta goes off of it. Afshe lo yichadam beferish. Even though you didn't specify that you're designating for this purpose, but if you're ruggled to use it, that's enough to take it out of the category of mukta. V'das habachta afilu b'shnei pa'amim sagilaze. The Baal says even using it two times, that's enough that it loses the status of mukta and it becomes that it's normal that you use it. So we said in the case if you're using the mochen once in a while, in which case it still remains in the status of mukta, it's also a tatl and you can't move them. Sifkatan gimel, the stamon chashuvim heim. Because mistama, these mochen are very chashuv. The other makte daitu mehen, and a person removes his mind from them on Shabbos. Mipnei sha'om them lasos mehen levadim. Because they're omei, they're standing and waiting to be made into felt. They're going to be used for something very chashuv. Vehim mukta machmas chesron kis. And they are a category of mukta called mukta machmas chesron kis. Meaning the makbid l'shtamish v'em shayr dvarim. That's talking about something that you're makbid not to use it for any other purpose. Ulefika chafilu toman behen derech mikra. Therefore, even if one time you did atmana in them, adayim heim omdim behakta asa, and they still remain in their status of mukta, ve'enam b'telim la'atmana, they're not considered batal for the atmana. And therefore, if you're using it only as a one-time thing, so then these mochen are going to be mukta, and they cannot not be moved, because they are mukta, machmas, chesar, and kis. So we said in the Mechaber, what do you do if it's all over the pot? So you will tilt the cover of the pot, and they will fall down. And we said, kegon shem miktsasan magula. Says in the Mishaburin, sefkaden dal, kidei shelo mokon ponu lechos akisui. It has to be that part of the pot cover is revealed, that you have room to go and grab it from the part that is revealed. That way you would not need to be taking the mochen directly because they're muktza. So we're talking about a case that the mochen are covering the pot and the pot cover, but there's a little space in the pot cover. You can get your hand in there without touching the mochen, lift it up and tilt it over and knock off all the muktza mochen that are there, and that would be okay. But we said that's all if you only use it as a once-in-a-while thing. But if you were miyachid them for that, you designated it for the purposes of hatmana, then it's no longer muktza. Says the Mishaburu in Sifkatan, hey, Pirish, sheyichadon mi'erev Shabbos lahatmana la'olam. You designated it from Friday, they're going to use it for hatmana forever. Even if this designation was only done in your mind, in your thought process, and not with your mouth, that's good enough. But the Shaar Tzion writes over here that in Sifkatan Aleph, the third to last line, this that we say that you need a yichud from Erev Shabbos, that you're going to do it for Atmana La'olam, that's the Magen Avraham and Tosefes Shabbos. V'chein kazav Rashi v'daf nun, v'alavush kosov desagi l'shabbos achas. The Levush writes that having a designation for one Shabbos is enough to take it out of Muktzah. V'eini yodea tamo, but says the Chafetz Chaim, I don't understand the reason of the Levush. This is considered an item that it's not normal to designate it for this purpose. And therefore, it should really require a designation permanently and not for one Shabbos. And therefore, the Mishabura says, not like the Levush, rather like the other poskim, that it has to be a designation forever. And that takes it out of the category of Muktzah. That concludes case number one of the Mechaber. Again, Mochin, if you're doing Atmana in Katin or other categories of Mochin, if it's only a once in a while thing, it's only a one-time thing, so then it's considered muktzah. You can't touch it. You can't move it. You can only lift up the pot from a revealed part and shake off whatever is there that is muktzah. But if you designated it, then it loses its status of muktzah, and you can move them. They're not muktzah. Rashi said, the Mishabura said, the way we're miyachid it is that you're miyachid it before Shabbos, that you can use it la'olam. And we did see in the Mishabura as well before that if you used it even two times, according to the Bach, that's considered that you're ruggle to do it, and that's like being miyachid it. So that is when it comes to mochen. Then the Mechaber told us, but if you did that atmana in Gizei Tzemer, that's more lenient. And we said in the Mechaber, even if you didn't designate it for atmana purposes, you're still allowed to move it. It's not muktzah. Says the Mishabura Sifkaton Vav, Aval Im Toman, after Stam Gizei Tzemer Muktzah L'Tfil Ariga, even though Stam shearings of wool are really set aside for spinning and for weaving, and really it should be Muktzah, Mikomokom Ein Chashuvim Kolkach Kmo Mochen. It's not as Chashuv as the Mochen that we discussed before. The Kevon Shetoman Behen, and since even one time you insulated with this material, Kemandi Yichadan Lohachi Dami. It's as if you designated it for Hatmana purpose. It's more lenient, and therefore one time would be enough. That's all true, he said, if the Gizei Tzemer is not there for business purposes. But if it was there in a storage for business purposes, then it needs yichud, because then it is muktzah. Says the Mishabura Sifkatan Zayim, the Kevon Sheim Omdim Etzlo L'Schora, since it's by you as merchandise, Mistama Oser L'Achziron Acharkach Gam Kein La'Otzer. Mistama, after you finish insulating with it, you're going to put it back in the storage house to sell. Valkein Ein Mevatlum L'Hatmana, and therefore by using it one time for Hatmana, you're not Mevatl for Hatmana purposes. V'havim Memela Muktzah, and Memela, it is considered muktzah. Im Lo Sheyichadon L'Hatmana Me'er Shabbos. Unless, of course, you designate it for Hatmana from Erev Shabbos. And in this case, the Mechaber says, when in fact it is muktzah because it is for Schora, so he said the same Eitz as by the Mochen, you should tilt over the cover and let it fall off. And the Mishabura says in Sefkadon Ches, Shenotel Kisui, as we turn the page, Ukigon She Miktsasa Magula, like we said before in the Mechaber, the only way you can really take the cover is if part of the cover is revealed and you can get your hand in there without touching the Muktzah Gizei Tzemer that are really for business. The Kanal Gabi Mochen, like we said earlier, Gabi Mochen. And then the Mishabura says in the top line of page 60, Vim Eina Magula Klal, but if the cover is not revealed at all, it's totally covered in the Muktzah, Yochel Litchov Bikosh Ulanar Es Akisui. Then you can stick some kind of needle into the cover and tilt it that way without touching it with your hands. Ukin Lakamam Besimin Shinyid Aleph Siftes. And if you look at note number 4, he says, "Batama heter kasa of the Mishabura Shan." The Mishabura explains over there the reason why you are allowed to do that is shenechshav adover kitiltum ratzad. This again is considered tiltum ratzad. You're using something else to move the muktzah. Shemnase l'tzorech dover hamutter. If you are moving muktzah minatzad for the purposes of a dover heter, harehu mutter. And here you're moving the muktzah just because you want to get to the pot cover. You want to get to the food inside the pot. You want to get to the pot. You don't want the muktzah. So that's considered tiltum ratzad l'tzor davar hamutter, which is mutter. Continuing in note 4, he writes, v'chein mutter l'tatal as gizei atzemer ha-muktzim a-yidei neficha. Another way that you can get off these muktzim gizei atzemer that are covering completely your pot cover, if you don't want to be stabbing it with a needle, is you could just blow off all the things on top. U'kumo she'kazo v'shachnar l'kamon, the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, she'mutter l'tatal muktzim a-yidei neficha, you are allowed to move muktzim through blowing. Ubatam heter kasav Ramah Sham, the Ramah over there explains why it's mutter to blow muktzah, shetiltul zen nechshav kitiltul kol achayad. Such tiltal is considered tiltal with a shinui, she'ena bechlal tiltal ha'asr. That's not considered regular tiltal, that would be forbidden. So we have two eitzes here. If it's totally covered, either you stick some kind of needle into the cover and tilt it in that way, or you can blow off the mukta that's covering it and then pick up the cover the regular way. And we said it's not a problem of a buses. One might have thought, Lamaisa, anytime you have a muktzah on a non-muktzah item, when Shabbos comes in, so the item underneath is a basis, as we'll learn later in Hilchos Muktzah, gets the same din as the muktzah item that is upon it. And therefore you would think over here, it doesn't matter if you blow off the gizei tzemer, or you stick it in, whatever it is, you can't move the pot cover. The pot cover should be a basis. Says the Mechaber, it's not considered a basis. Explains the Mishabur and Sivkot and Tess, to ha'ein ha'kisui tashmish la'tzemer. Because the basis is when the table is servicing the mukta that's upon it. The table is servicing the candlesticks or the wallet. But over here, Eina kisui tashmish latzemer. Here the covering is not servicing the wool. Adarabah, the opposite is true. Hatzemer mishamish lakadeir lachamama. Here the wool is serving the pot to heat it up. So even though normally if the non-mukta is on the bottom and the mukta is on the top, the non-mukta becomes the basis. But it's not always. That's only if the non-muktzah is servicing the muktzah. But if the muktzah is on top, like in this case, but the muktzah is really servicing the non-muktzah, because the tzemer is being used as an installation for the pot, that makes it that the muktzah does not create a basis on the non-muktzah, and therefore the pot cover in this case does not become a basis. Let's do one more sif tonight, sif beis. Top one on page 60. Hanosnim avonim ulevenim saviv hakedera. One who puts stones or bricks around a pot for atmana reasons, tzarich sheyichadem lekach la'olam. He has to designate them for use as insulation forever. Sharei kol zman shelo yichadon einam chashuvin lo umashlichon. Because so long that you don't designate it, that you're using these bricks as insulation, it's not chashuv by you, and you're going to throw them out. Hilkach osur lataltalam, and therefore it would be osur to move them, they would be muktzer, im lo sheyatzniyem umiyachadim lakach, unless you set it aside and you umiyachad it specifically for this purpose. So the Mechaber said over here, again, that you're using the avonim or the levenim around the pot, they are considered muktzah mistama, because normally you're going to get rid of it, and therefore it has no use on Shabbos. But if you designated it to use it for insulation purposes forever, then it will go out of its status of muktzah, and you would be able to move it. Or if you put it aside, special for that, that also, same thing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud, you have to designate it lekach la'olam. Hainu sheyichadam mi'erev Shabbos lahatman mehem tamid. Like we saw before, it has to be that you designated it from Erev Shabbos to use it as hatmana constantly. The ilav hochi, because if not so, ye'aser lemacher letatla mishum muktzah. Otherwise, it'll be aser to move it away and get to your pot because of muktzah. V'chein eitzim ha'omdim la'asaka. So too, pieces of wood that are waiting to be burnt up in an oven, firewood. Yizar melistom behem piatan or be'er Shabbos. You should be careful not to close up the opening of your oven with it from Erev Shabbos. The ilav hachi, because if you're not careful and you use it, ye'aser lemacher letatlam b'Shabbos mishum muktzah. You're not going to be able to move them and get to your oven inside because it's being blocked by something that is muktzah. Sifkaton yud aleph umashlichon, because normally what you would do with these bricks is just get rid of them and therefore they're muktzah. Hainu dol achash nishtamish behen, after you use them for whatever use you decided to use them for one time, haderach lashlichon lachutz, the normal way is to get rid of them. She'in aleim shame kli, they don't have a shame of a vessel. Ve'enam chashuvim, they're not chashuv at all. Va'al kein heim bechlal muktzah, and therefore these stones or these bricks are considered muktzah. The odom makze daitu mehem, a person takes his mind off of them. The ha'avonim oluvenim hamunachim agave akira tamid. However, the avonim or the bricks that are resting on the kira always, shari l'taltalinu, those are allowed to be moved in miyuchadim l'tashmis, because those are designated for use. That's why they're always there, and you're using them for whatever you're using them for. Those would not be muktzah. Let's see one bir halacha over here. Tzarech sheyichadim la'olam, l'kach la'olam, on page 60, the fourth line of the bir halacha. Going on this halacha of the avonim and the levenim, ayin bebach shekosav da afilu hitmin kama pa'amim lo mahani bazeh kozman shelo yichadan la'olam. That even if you use it as hatmana many times, it doesn't help unless you designated it forever. Vizega rua mimochen ayin sham tamo. And it's not like the mochen. If you remember in the last seven of Sivah, we said about the mochen, it doesn't matter whether you made a designation forever that you're going to use it, which takes it out of its muktzah status, or you just used it according to the Bach even two times. It takes it out of the muktzah status. Here the Bar Halacha says, no. when it comes to the stones, it's bedafka, it needs designation forever, and it won't help that you use it a few times. What is the chiluk? So if you look at note number 14, he says, Shom Kasav. There, the Bach explains, Sheshonos Avonim Ulevenim Emochim, that the stones and the bricks are different than katan, Shegam Imhitmin Bohen Kama Pa'amim, even if you did Atmana with them many times, Tamid Mashlichan Achara Atmana. The normal way is still to get rid of it, even if you use it a few times, you're still getting rid of it. Rakim Yichadam Mibodyom Hareach Shivan Bekach Umutaras Batiltel. Only if you designated it for permanent use, for Atmana, from before Shabbos, then you are machshav it, and you're allowed to move it because you won't get rid of it. So in other words, the moch and the katan, according to the Bach, once you use it a couple of times, it's already clear you're not getting rid of it, and therefore it loses the status of muktzah. But stones or bricks, even if you use it a few times, it's still a derech to get rid of it. It's not a raya that you need to keep it, and therefore it needs dafka designation from before Shabbos for permanent use as insulation. According to the Chazon Ish, the avonim that are resting around the kedera, it's enough that you used it on Friday, or that you set it aside for use of one Shabbos, in order to be matir betiltel. So we see the Chazon Ish is more lenient over here than the Mishabura, that if you just designate it for one Shabbos, that would be enough, seemingly against the Mechaber also, unless he's talking about a different case. Avonim hamunacho salva kedera. Sounds like the same case of the Mechaber. Hanosnim avonim ulevenim salva kedera. The Mechaber said, Shara sheyichidem makach la'olam. It has to be designated forever. Seems like the Chazon Ish is saying against the Mechaber, because he seems to say that if you put these avonim around the kedera, it's enough that you just use it mibod yom, or that you miyachid it for one Shabbos, to be matril betiltel. That's what the Chazon Ish says, seemingly against the Mechaber. We'll stop here, and we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow night with Siv Gimel.